When did your family finally settle in Wiseman then? Because I guess it was more of a visiting time.
Well, we were here, our primary, all of our belongings were here. Our primary place was here after 1971. Okay. We'd go away, you know, whether we were going to Bristol Bay or going over, we hunted in the Chandler country. And we might spend 2 months over there and come back home, and we'd put a garden in. We'd come in the summer and weed our garden and then go hunting, and we were coming and going. And not a lot unlike the people that were here. You know, a lot of the native people were, they stayed for certain periods of time here and then they'd go away. They'd go off and camp. And so we had, my mom and dad basically started living here year-round after about 75, 76.
For you and your sister, is it just the two?
Well, I have two sisters. Okay. My sister Heidi, when they lived here, she, after 1975, 76, she was like in first or second grade. She did homeschooling all the way to 12th grade here at Wiseman.
You never want it. I'm tired of living in the cold and doing the outhouse thing. That never entered your mind?
No, I was raised with that. That's not something foreign, you know. People rebel against outhouses because they're something that's foreign to their mentality. And so, no, I was wondering, you know, about living in other places. Well, sending me down to the States and spending the winter down there. In those days, the emission controls weren't nothing like they are now. There's 4 8-lane highways with carbon monoxide that burned your eyes and throat, flat as a pancake. I got a good taste of what the urban lifestyle was all about. When I was 19, I went to Anchorage and tried working. I thought, well, I'll work down there and then maybe go to the university and get a degree. After a while, I decided, I don't like the urban lifestyle. I felt it was, for me, it was too distant from the natural ecosystems and too repetitive. The lifestyle here is more annual, cyclic, seasonal rounds of doing things. And so I enjoy that.